and welcome to Pixels in the Animation. This is episode 84. We are 10 podcasts away from the close of Sonic the Hedgehog, folks. Adventures, Set AM, all that horrible, surreal stuff. I am, of course, TF2 and Mike. Joining me is TV's Mr. Neil.
You spoony bard.
Wow. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. All right. So, more Sonic Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. These episodes, wow. You're right. This show is getting really surreal. It's getting surreal, and it's pretty much ripping off every single 80s movie plotline whatsoever. Not this episode, but the next episode, episode 85, and I'll talk about that then. I mean, Robotnik Jr., that's essentially Problem Child. Let's see, Grounder the Genius is essentially Grounder with Grimlock's new brain.
Oh, I was going to drop that reference.
Pseudosonic, I mean, it's... I'm sorry. I'd rather watch Kiss and Tell and watch Sexy Bad Zelda than watch a robotic Sonic. They're just repeating themselves. Like, look, I get it. 1993-94 wasn't exactly the most original time for original ideas, and still, this is Adventures. It's supposed to be the comedy series, but wow. I mean, I'm just waiting for them to, you know, rip off Patrick Swayze in Ghost.
I don't know. Looking forward to it? Of course they are! Club Robotnik will be a vacation paradise rivaling anything in the universe. Swimming, golf, tennis, the shopping channel. I'm sure the citizens of Mobius will flock to it in droves. Won't they, though? And that's the best part of all. Because once here, they can never escape. They become my slaves forever. It's your most diabolical, devious, and despicable plan yet. It is nifty, isn't it? I haven't felt this good since I invented the exploding church pew.
Alright, first up, we get Sonic gets thrashed. When Robotnik opens up a resort to make the resident Mobians his slaves, Sonic enlists the help of some robots from an area of Mobius called Scrap Valley. The Sonic Says segment was all about rubbish and disposing of trash properly and all that happy stuff. You know what this reminded me of?
The pyramid amusement park that Cobra Commander made?
That, and we're 2 years before it actually happened or so, but reminds me of Death of Dinobot in Beast Wars, because he has to save the valley from Megatron's wrath. But yeah, I mean, how many other cartoons have done this plot?
Oh, it's been done a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little bit of Fern Gully, I think. It's kind of got the message about taking other people's land. Like, oh, there's something here that we must exploit, but there are people already living here. You know, that kind of plot. Also, Avatar. Also, Jetsons the movie.
God. It's not good.
A little heavy-handed.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm trying to think here. What do I have for... was that King Hippo?
I don't know.
I know it's Gary Chalk voicing the character, but if you look at that guy standing next to Robotnik in the beginning of this, I swear to God, it's a robotic version of King Hippo. He's not as fat as King Hippo is, but... a lagoon, really? And wanting to get rid of the town in the valley? Really? Come on. All we need now is the Jolly Roger. And Sonic trying to catch his shadow. Bumblebee, really? Robotnik hates bumblebees? You leave that robot alone. He's cool.
Well, he'll get rebuilt into a gold bug.
That's right. I'm not just plain old Bumblebee anymore. I'm a gold bug.
That you are, Bumblebee.
That you are. I do like the idea of not necessarily Robotnik having a robotic Sonic suit, but I like the fact that Tails was able to use it because Tails could, you know, actually be his hero.
That was the best part.
Yeah. And then I'm like, wait, how are you still moving, Tails, when you've got your head sticking out of the stomach? How is the thing still moving if you're not controlling it when you're looking out of its... Because he pops out of the... out of the stomach to look where, for some odd reason, to look where he was going or what he was about to hit, and I'm like, how is the thing still moving if you're not sitting at the controls, Tails?
I like that it's like the TARDIS. It's like bigger on the inside than it is on the outside. Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Yeah, and supposedly the lab mouse and his family were supposed to be smaller than Tails and Sonic, but they were about the same size. Where'd they come from? New York City? Who knows?
Right.
Oh, Lord. What did you think of this one?
Zero Sonic?
Yeah. No, no. Thrashed.
Well, I think we kind of...
Oh, yeah, we God, we did, didn't we?
Well, let's do them both, because I'll give Sonic Gets Thrashed, I'll give it like a 2, because it was just kind of a... I mean, nothing wrong with the message, it's just kind of like when I see it in a cartoon, I roll my eyes and be like, yeah okay, thanks. I'll watch the next episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Pseudo Sonic, I'll give it like a 3.5. It's a funny premise.
Yeah.
Funny premise, and I like that that anyone could get inside, and it's bigger on the inside for some reason.
Now all we need is some time circuits. Yeah, yeah,
oh, no.
Pseudo Sonic was awesome. I thought it was great. I'm gonna give it a 3.5 as well.
The coveted Nobel Prize go to Grounder the Genius.
Horns obviously designed to attract lightning, and the legs are clearly sticks of dynamite.
Man, there went my best bit.
Nice try, old chap. But you can't outthink me. I've thought of every possible occurrence.
I'm coming, Dr. Grounder!
Except that one. Who'd have imagined Scratch would actually show up to help? I suppose no one's completely imperfect.
Grounder the Genius... Oh,
yes.
Boy.
I saw this episode title. I'm like, yes.
Grounder accidentally puts a genius chip in his head, and it makes him so smart that he easily captures Sonic and even takes over Robotnik's operations. And obviously the Sonic Says segment was about using your brain. This episode is by far one of the best of this series.
Oh, yes. I like how Grounder adopts a very dry sense of humor once he becomes smart.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Bruce Banner going from Green Hulk to Gray Hulk.
Yeah.
What I liked about this was the fact that they allow Gary Chalk to change the vocal connotations, because obviously when he's doing Grounder's actual voice, you know, he's really stupid and funny and whatever. And he doesn't necessarily change the voice too much. It's still Grounder's voice, but he puts a little bit more, not necessarily an accent, but a little accentuation on it and makes it a little bit more, you know, pinkies in the air and all that kind of stuff. It was great.
Yeah, I love how whenever a character turns smart in a cartoon, he automatically becomes British.
Uh-huh.
Like, I say, good man.
Would you like a spot of tea? It's tea time.
I thought of everything.
Yep. Except I didn't think Scratch would come to... Oh, that was so cool. Scratch coming.
And the stupidity chip. I forget exactly what they called it, but...
Yeah, the stupid chip. Yeah.
They switched the genius chip with the stupid chip, and just as Robotnik's putting it in his helmet.
Yeah.
And he's like, what was I thinking?
Yeah, what was I thinking?
That was the other good part.
That's hilarious. Because Long John Baldry's voice changes to the point where he's so dumb. He's talking slower than Scooby Dumb.
Oh, God.
What I liked about this episode, besides the Grounder stuff and the whole genius chip angle and making him smarter, I like the fact that they have a hacker friend. That was hilarious. I thought that was great. Grounder the Genius. I gotta give it a 4.5. I don't know about you, but I absolutely love this episode.
I'll give it a 4.5 too. It's been the highlight of the entire season so far.
Absolutely. There's gonna be a few more highlights coming up. There's also gonna be some really, really bad lowlights.
Yeah.
Yeah, tune in next week for the low parts, folks. Yeah. But going on to the next episode for today, we have Tails is in charge. When Scratch and Grounder zap Sonic with Robotnik's new freeze ray, Tails uses intellect in disguise to foil the two henchmen and ensure Sonic's safety. The Sonic Says segment was all about being safe at home. So is that kind of like Run Home Jack or Home Run Jack? I can't tell.
I don't know.
that's funny. This one was alright. It was a nice way to actually get Tails in the forefront. I mean, yeah, he was in the forefront in the Grounder episode a bit, but, I mean, this is pretty much he has to come up with the plan. And it's right. Very... It's very Tom and Jerry-esque.
Very, yeah, yeah. Because they're trying to make traps for Tails, and you know he's like one step ahead of them already.
Yep.
Basically, looking over their shoulder as they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just so, and that's what I like about it. The fact that it's so fun that Tails, who is very rarely used, can make fun of. Can make fun of them so easily. I mean, not that it's not easy to make fun of Scratch and Grounder. It's very easy, but Tails, to this point of the series, has always been learning from Sonic. He's always been that little sidekick kid character. And this was his chance to step up. And he stepped up in a big way, I think.
Well, I said in Sad Am that I did like the Tails character, but I didn't really explain why. It's mm-hmm. that he's this kind of likable kid character. But he's also, you can tell he's thinking. So you can tell he's very alert and knows what's going on, and is very much in control. He's not in any danger against these stupid robots. So that's kind of like a funny part of his character, and that's why I kind of like him.
Absolutely, because he's smarter than they are. Of course, you know, a rock is smarter than they are. And honestly, at this point, I think it gets worse in Snow Problem. Or it might be getting worse in one of the episodes next week. Scratch's voice is grinding on me like, oh my God, I cannot stand the voice. I cannot stand... Every time he does his laugh, I want to punch him in the beak. Oh my God, it's so horrible.
It's like if Woody Woodpecker... just kept doing his laugh every
5 seconds. Oh my God.
You would put your fists through the screen.
Oh, yeah. And I'm to the point of the series where I'm enjoying these. There are certain things that, whatever, but it's not horrible. It's not, it's just kind of there. We're going to get to some horrible stuff, you know, like I said, next week, but, yeah, none of these cartoons today made me want to say, let's watch and review Bugs Bunny stuff or Woody Woodpecker or Chilly Willy or whatever. Hell, even Screwy Squirrel.
Well, these kind of are like Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Yeah.
They're like Chuck Jones Bugs Bunny, where like the jokes aren't so much in the animation. It's watching Sonic and Tails kind of think their way out of problems and always turn it back on the two idiot robots.
Yep, very very true. Very awesome. All right, you said you're giving Tails in Charge a what?
I'll give it a 4.
I'm also going to give it a 4. It was very, very well done. Absolutely loved it.
Yo, Tails, give me a boost.
Sure thing. Hurry, Sonic. Incoming icicle.
Stay cool, Tails. We've got plenty of time. Cool, Tails. Cool as ice.
Fine, just fine. So the icicle isolator needs some work. The snowball snuffer will get him for sure.
Robotnik slipping. The rolling snowball is the oldest trick in the book. See? Right here on page 1. Robotnik never looked better.
We're here.
A periscope, huh? That gives me an idea. I suddenly feel the urge to create. Yes, perhaps the escape?
Fine. So the snowball snuffer was a bust. This setting focuses the Freeze-O-Matic's power into a very small area. I call it Frozen Concentrate. Now, I just target Sonic. What? How did I get in the middle of the ocean? What the? I'm not in the ocean. A painting?
Now! He landed in Lake Splatterhorn.
Lake Splatterhorn. Targeted.
Come on, let me out. I'll be good from now on.
Don't worry, you'll get out.
Yeah, when the ice thaws in about a week from now.
And after we've destroyed the Freeze-O-Matic. Come on, Tails, we're overdue for a chili off.
Wait!
Forget it, Robotnik. We're keeping you on ice.
I hate that hedgehog!
Finally up today, we have Snow Problem. I remember when I first told you about this one, you cringed at the title because, you know, obviously, Snow Problem. We obviously know what's going to happen. Robotnik introduced the Ultra Freeze-O-Matic, announcing his plan to freeze every citizen in Mobius so that he can install servitude chips into the frozen citizens and make them unquestionably obedient to him. Sonic and Tails must foil the scheme. The Sonic Says segment was all about bicycle safety for some odd reason.
Yeah. The first time he said servitude chip, I had to replay it like 3 times because I swear to God, I thought he said sonitude chips. I'm like, what? No. I'll play it back. I swear to God, that's what it sounds like.
Sonitude chips?
Sonitude.
Oh, Sonichu. Oh, okay, yes. Yeah. Sonic and Pikachu, okay.
Oh, God. Do yourself a favor, folks. Do not Google that. It is a it is a black hole of shit. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Yeah, go ahead.
So, the Freeze-O-Matic, the first time you brought that up, he said, I have a freezer. I'm like, isn't this the plot of the last episode? but not really. It's a literal freeze ray where it turns everything into it turns Mobius into the land of ice and snow.
Yes. It so basically Dr. Robotnik is turned into Iceman. Where's Mega Man? We need Mega Man in this episode. Come on.
Whereas the last episode is more the immobilizer.
Ooh. Yeah. Please don't mention one of the worst things in Wheeljack's workshop.
Why would you make that?
I know, right?
Anyway.
Anyways. Oh, Lord.
This just kind of seemed like a run-of-the-mill plot by Robotnik. It's like just yet another plot to take over the world, and here's the gimmick this week. It's this chip that I can install on people to make them my slaves, and I know I've seen this somewhere before, but it's just, it's not coming to me, but...
All right, not necessarily chips, but burgers and fries, fast food, mind control with Koopa in Super Mario World.
There was... What was the name of that episode? It was Megatron's Master Plan, or what? Maybe
yep.
It was...
Yep, no, it was Megatron's Master Plan. It's the one where...
chips on the back of the,
yep.
Back of the neck of all the humans.
Yeah, the Hypno chips. There you
God
go.
God damn it.
There you go.
How many Transformers references can we put in this episode?
How many Transformers references can we put in this section of the podcast? I mean, every week we've done at least 7 Transformers references. We might as well just start talking about Transformers. Hey.
But these plots aren't even like, don't even originate with Transformers. This is like, these
oh,
plots
yeah.
are like so old. It's just recycled again and again. And it's like, you know, kind of a weird analogy, but... Jim Cornette of pro wrestling fame said that you can just repeat the same storylines every 7 years and no one will notice. And I think that's true of cartoons as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Except for people like us who watch cartoons habitually and never grow up. Like, wait a minute.
I'm a Toys R Us kid. I don't want to grow up. Oh, Lord. Growing up is overrated. Adulting is overrated. Come on now. We all know this. Oh, boy. All right. Snow Problem. I enjoyed it. I felt like it was a combination of, as we said, Megatron's Master Plan with the Hypno Chips. And, was it Mega? No. Was it the Ultimate Doom?
It may have been the Ultimate Doom. I just don't remember. You know, I think it was the Ultimate Doom because I think it was like a three-part episode.
Yeah, the Ultimate Doom is when they were bringing Cybertron to Earth.
Yeah, it was a really long storyline.
Yeah, because Megatron's master plan was for him to frame the Autobots and have them sent off the world, and he was gonna send them. He was gonna, instead of having them sent to Cybertron, he was gonna redirect them in the sun. Yeah. It was the Ultimate Doom. That was the three-parter that they were, because they had the whole world going into massive disasters and things like that. Yeah. Anyway, Snow Problem, I really dug it. I thought it was great. I'm going to give it a 4. What about you?
I'll give it a 3.5. It's kind of middle of the road, but it's still good.
All right. We are going to take a quick break, come back with final thoughts and all that other good stuff, and we'll close the show after this.
DeCian, the superhero webcomic. DeCian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, comedy, mayhem, and more, read it now at DeCian.com. DeCian.com.
And now, through the magic of the Cybernet Space Cube, the computer repeats stories of the Transformers. Transformers, Generation 2.
Wrong. This is not Generation 2. This is Generation 1 done right.
The year will be 2014, and from secret staging grounds on 2 of Cybertron's moons, the valiant podcasters prepare to reclaim their reputations. September 17th, 2014, the TFG2 podcast premieres 45 podcast episodes dedicated to all 98 episodes of the Generation 1 cartoon, plus so much more than meets the ear. Join TFG1 Mike, Pecan Court Michael, Optimus Solo, and sometimes Steve Megatron as they redo TFG1 and get it done right. You can find the TFG2 podcast on www.geekcastradio.com and iTunes.
We shall rise again.
We are back here on Pixels in the Animation, and it is time to close out the show. Good batch of episodes today. Nothing that made us want to rip our eyes out, so that's good. Next week is a completely different story, though, folks.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Next week, we've got Submerged Sonic, Boogie Mania, Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby, Robotnik Jr., and Full Tilt Tales. But this week was fairly good. Enjoyed most of them. So that's what's going on there. What's going on with you over at DeSean?
Luke Barker and I are kind of talking about new Energize stories. I don't know what's going on this week because, again, we're recording at a good time. But there could be something on the site about when this podcast goes live, so check it out.
Yep, absolutely. You can find me at TFG and Mike on Twitter. You can also follow at Geekcast Radio on Twitter. What is your Twitter?
P. Lynn Bailey.
You can go over to facebook.com/GeekcastRadioNetwork. Like us there. You can also check out TV's Mr. Neil over there. It's raving.hipster. Hey, yes. I got it right this time. Yes. Join us next time and help us find the pixels in the animation.
Oh, shit, what are we gonna do now?
I'm 37. You're a few years older than I am. We've been fans of the damn franchise for over 30 years. How the hell did we get that wrong?
I don't know. Well, you know, the Ultimate Doom, all those episodes have different titles, so that's what kind of confuses me. One of those is like, one of those has a title that's similar to that, I think. That was like when they were being a little too ambitious with episode titles, and they're like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't do this next season.
Just call them all More Than Meets the Eye and Robots in Disguise, parts 1 through 98.